What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with 2025's first official episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. Shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are. 2025 has already started out with us being able to say, women ain't shit. Married women, single women, they all ain't shit. And boy, I'm telling you, I'm predicting this year is going to be a banger as more and more men decide to take matters into their own hands when dealing with disrespectful women and wives. Yeah, I'm telling you, it is going to be a fever pitch. This new environment, yeah, ladies, you have so fucked up. Now, guess what? A lot of you are going to get the appropriate punishments that society refuses to give you in situations like the woman in this article that was published on the 2nd of January. Gentlemen, which country do you think was the first one to have a man take matters into his own hands? Was it the good old USA? Was it China? Was it Russia? Was it Japan? Nope! It was our good friend, good old Maskistan. As we all know, Maskistan is the one well that we can always rely on that will never run dry. Man offlines his wife with an arrow over extramarital affair suspicions. This dude said, fuck you, Cupid, I'm gonna shoot. And this time, it's gonna be lethal. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 45-year-old woman was deleted after she was hit with an arrow, allegedly shot by her husband over suspicions that she was having an extramarital affair. Dasara Munda, 50, had a heated argument with his wife, Chani, when he spotted her talking to her alleged lover and shot her with an arrow. Additional Superintendent of Police, Minaj Rote, said Dasara has been arrested. The incident took place in Handingbangna Village in the district on Wednesday night, which we all know Wednesday was, in fact, January 1st. According to the police, the arrow pierced Chani's chest, causing severe bleeding. She was taken to Jumpora Community Health Center by her husband and family members, where she ended up expiring from her injuries during treatment. Preliminary investigations revealed that the couple had frequent quarrels over the alleged extramarital affair. The matter was temporarily resolved through villagers mediation. But the situation escalated when the man reportedly pressured Chani to continue with the relationship, threatening self-harm if she ended it. Typical Dirty Mac behavior. On Wednesday, Dasara organized a family picnic in the village, where the family spent the evening dancing and celebrating New Year's Day. The situation turned violent when Dasara spotted his wife talking to the man later that night, leading to a heated argument that ended in the fatal shooting. Quote unquote, the accused has been taken into custody and further investigation is underway, ASP Route said. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, here we are at the start of the year with a woman who simply refused to tell another man, listen, I'm a married woman, you need to stop. No, as we all know, gentlemen, women thrive off of attention. The more attention that they can get from men, the better they like it, which is something that I explained that as a man, if you want to be in a relationship in these modern times, you have to damn near allow your woman to get attention from other men. Oh, if you don't do that, you're insecure. You're controlling. We're going to use every manner of shame to get you to not stand on your square, to not stand your ground, to allow that woman to literally disrespect you and essentially cuck you. No, gentlemen, no, no, no. These modern women, especially moving forward, are not worth it. If you're going to deal with them, hey, enjoy your turn and leave her back for the streets. That's all that needs to be said. Now, in regards to the guy, this guy is a serious piece of shit. He truly is. Any man that goes after a woman in a relationship and you know she's in a relationship, yeah, you are a true piece of shit. And whatever happens to you, happens. And gentlemen, hey, what more needs to be said? Honestly, what more truly needs to be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, sounds like it went down in a public area. Gonna give that a 5. Method of execution, the arrow of agony. I'm going to give that a 40. Psychological impact. There were witnesses, so I got to give that a 50. For the brutality factor, an arrow to the chest, you know, she bled the fuck out. I'm going to give that a 35. And a uniqueness factor, for the fact that he went medieval, I'm going to give that a 20. So Dasara, dead shot, Munda gets a score of 150. Gentlemen, I am going to reiterate. Any man that is a dirty Mac that continuously pursues a woman that he knows is in a relationship, yeah, no sympathy, no mercy, period. I know it sounds like the woman is going to be, quote unquote, getting away with it. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm, mm-mm. she gets no mercy either. Now, why are we still under these arcane freaking laws when it comes to marriage and infidelity? Why? Oh, well, men in the past, when their wives became no longer able to bear children and got too old, they traded her in for a younger model. Well, guess what? That was the nature of things. Oh, that's right. Silly me. Men of today need to be punished for men for things that happened hundreds of years ago. Yeah, right. However, I think more and more men are like, no, fuck that. I'm not going to be held accountable for some shit that I didn't do. No. And more men have to take on that mentality. That's the only way that things are going to change. Don't let these women guilt you into a position that you know in your heart of hearts is wrong. She wants to be on social media. She wants to get that digital attention. Okay, cool. Let her ass go. Fellas, if she cheats on you, you gotta let her go. Fellas, I said this before, and I'm gonna keep saying this. 2025 is the year that men need to start dumping these unworthy women. Period. If she's not going to toe the line, if she's not going to get on board with your program, you got to let her go. You got to walk away. You have to. But, hey, ladies, you still think that cheating is going to be something that gives you excitement? You're playing a very dangerous game, and a lot more men are going to take matters into their own hands when it comes to it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you wives, you girlfriends, women who are in any sort of relationship and think that you're going to continue to string other men along just so you can get your attention fixed, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that situation by having multiple men lust after you, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to lust after you no matter what, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, either the main man that you're in a relationship with or potentially the side guy might decide, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands because I'm tired of being played like a fiddle by this woman. And hey, when that happens, oh well, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.